Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Another day, another jump in New York's coronavirus cases. The total number in the state now stands at 83,712. More than 47,000 of those cases are in New York City. Governor Cuomo says the state isn't even expected to hit its peak until the end of April. WCBS's Peter Haskell has more.
The computer models paint a bleak picture. Best case scenario, we need 75,000 beds for virus patients and 25,000 ventilators. Worst case, we need 110,000 beds and 37,000 ventilators.
Because in truth, the higher models, we don't even have a chance at meeting that capacity anyway.
The projected death toll for the state is 16,000. That's why the governor is closing New York City playgrounds. He says people are being reckless by not social distancing.
I mean, what else do you have to know? What else do you have to hear? Who else has to die for you to understand you have a responsibility in this?
Cuomo says hospitals are not yet at capacity, but they'll divert patients when needed. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
More than 47,000 of New York's COVID-19 cases are in the city, but Mayor de Blasio said today there is some good news on personal protective equipment for healthcare workers.
We are confident, based on all our projections, that for next week we will have sufficient eye protection. That means the face shields and the goggles, and sufficient surgical gloves for all those needs for everyone who's doing this crucial work, for all our heroes who are out there protecting us, for all those healthcare workers who are at the front line. We will have enough of those two categories.
But de Blasio says the city still needs 400 more ventilators for next Monday and will need a minimum of 2,500 for all of next week. And New Jersey continues to get hit hard by the coronavirus. Overnight, 3,649 people tested positive for COVID-19. State health officials say overall, 355 people have died. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon has the latest.
The majority of coronavirus cases in New Jersey are still being reported in Bergen County, where overnight more than a handful of hospitals had to divert patients elsewhere. Governor Murphy says help continues to trickle in.
I received word from our federal partners that after my repeated and our repeated requests, another 350 ventilators are being released from the Strategic National Stockpile and heading to New Jersey.
And to help with capacity, the governor will travel to the Meadowlands Expo Center on Thursday ahead of its opening.
To tour the field medical station or hospital that is being stood up there.
That site will be fitted with 250 hospital beds. And to get more doctors and nurses, the governor signed another executive order.
This order removes bureaucratic roadblocks, as you can see, so we can more quickly bring more healthcare practitioners into our efforts, whether they be healthcare professionals who have recently retired or perhaps doctors who are licensed in other countries.
Governor Murphy says it'll be another week before we can truly see how well social distancing has been working in the state. In New Jersey, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
A Connecticut newborn died last week who was confirmed to be COVID-19 positive. The 6-week-old newborn was from the Hartford area. Connecticut now has more than 3,000 cases of the novel coronavirus and 85 people have died. Governor Ned Lamont says the state is still in need of personal protective equipment for its healthcare workers.
The gear was promised last week, and then they rescheduled for this week. And it's promised this week. And right now, we have very good authority that'll be here next week, and we need it because we don't have the capacity to protect all the people we need to, which is not just nurses and doctors, but a lot of the frontline responders.
Lamont also said today that grocery stores had been ordered to allow only 50% capacity. And now let's get a check of our weather forecast. We head over to the Weather Center. We actually got a pretty nice day today, Craig Allen.
It worked out, Linda. We have plenty of sunshine across the area, although now we're watching clouds starting to move in from the east and also moving in from the west. So some partial cloudiness across New Jersey and some sections of the Hudson Valley. The clouds out east, that's going to actually become more problematic for tomorrow and into Friday, because that is a big ocean storm that's developing out there. Fortunately, far enough away, we don't get direct effects, but it could spread some rain back westward during Thursday night and on into Friday. So tonight's low about 40. Tomorrow, a lot more cloudiness around again and a gusty wind too, 50 to 55. Some rain and drizzle is now more likely for Thursday night. Again, the eastern suburbs will have the highest probability, but much of the region could pick up at least a couple raindrops. And then Friday, clouds, chance of spotty showers giving way to some clearing. Friday afternoon's high will be around 55. That's where we were today and close to it right now. It's 54, humidity 31%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.